Come on, Vance. Westminster's a funny sort of place for pubs. During the week, like now, forward, Vance. There's loads of choice. Not all of it amazing, I have to say, but there's plenty of choice. At weekends, it just vanishes. Goodness knows how people survive in these parts. Because it is, you know, it's as much a residential area as it is a one for commerce and government and other stuff. Come on, Vance, busy boy. Anyway, I'm just spending the hound, and then we're going to go and walk to one of my favourite Westminster pubs. I have to say, I'm trying not to do very much. Come on, Vance. Weekday drinking. Forward, Vance. And funnily enough, it makes me tired. Who would have thought it? Come on, Vance, let's go. But I'm going to go and see Mr. Rogers and go and have a drink or two. As I say, we're going to one of my favourite pubs, which is the Jugged Hare on Vauxhall Bridge Road. It is a Fuller's pub. Ford Vance, one of their sort of ale and pie ones that's situated in Old Banks. So it has a high sort of, like what I think it's got a domed roof. Has it got a domed roof inside? Anyway, it's got certainly a sort of gallery inside, and it's quite grand. It's not quite as good in that respect as the Counting House on Cornhill, which is brilliant, with a huge domed ceiling and leather chairs and a central bar, sort of island bar. But they do at least both do really good beers. I mean, it's all Fuller's beer, but it's good beer. Found the curb, Vance. Forward, Vance. Forward. Come on, wake up. Stand, Vance. Just listen for a moment. Sounds like they're playing cricket on the school playing field in the middle of Vincent Square. Come on then, Vance. What was I saying? Beers. Yeah, so it's nice. It's quite nice to be able to be somewhere where you can get the full range of Fuller's beers. So hopefully, by the time I get there... You wanting the toilet, Mr. Vance? Come on then. Hopefully, by the time I get there, Mark, who threatened to take a taxi rather than walking, will hopefully already be there, and we'll have a pint of ESB ready for me, which would be nice. I think where Vance is going to the toilet now is down there, Vance, quite close to... God, I've been at Vance. I've seen birds deliver more than that, Vance. Wait there. Come on then, you. Yeah, I think we're quite close to the Vincent Rooms, which is linked to a cookery school. It sounds a bit sort of amateurish, doesn't it? But a chef's school. And it's basically their sort of outlet. And it's meant to be extraordinarily good. Most of the time, a bit hit and miss at others, depending on who happens to be cooking that day. Find the curb, Vance. Forward. Come on. Get on, Vance. Thank you. And away. Right, so we're coming up to Rochester Row. which, if I remember rightly, runs into Warwick Way. What Rochester? I like the alliterative names, but what Rochester and Warwick have to do with each other, I do not know. Forward vans, found the middle. I'm going to frighten the bus stand. It's okay. No, forward, he wants me to go. Fine, left. Left vans.
Sorry.
Thanks. On you go, vans, let's go. Very confusing. Incidentally, it was safe for me to go there because it's by a... I was on a traffic island at the time and nothing could have overtaken the bus and mowed me down. Well, not without going the wrong side of the traffic island anyway. It's quite nice weather this evening, actually. It's not too hot. For the first time in weeks, it's not too hot. It's pleasant. Hopefully it will be warm enough to sit out in the backyard type thing that they now have at the jug tear. It's probably also the place to get covered in cigarette smoke. Forward vans. Or as the newsreader said on Radio 4 the other day, I'll try and get this right. Forward vans. No, that's not what she said. Cigarette. Is it cigarette? Cigar. I can't remember what did she say. I can't remember what she said now. Anyway, it was very strange. Cigar. Oh, whatever. Who is the way I say it? I go to start a story and then I can't finish it off. Dreadful. So, in a moment, I'm going to have to do what I hate doing, which is walking into a pub to try and find somebody. I asked Mark to tell the bar staff to look out for me and tell me where he is. But all previous times when I've done that, I've ended up getting here before advance and then looking probably a complete idiot, asking, "Have you seen somebody with two sticks?" I don't know how to describe him otherwise. I'm doing what everybody else does. You know, we complain about being described by our disability and then go and do it ourselves. Hey, Vance, you're going to find the steps for me. No, not today. Not today, Vance. We're going to find the pub. I'm right. Come on, Vance.
Buonasera.
Come on, Vance, find the door. Come on, then. Right, apparently, Mark just interrupted my recording there by phoning me. He's looking for seats outside, but there aren't any, so he's heading back in. Oops, sorry. A warm in here. Hello.
Right, what do you want?
What do I want?
Yes.
Oh, didn't you get the message?
What was your message?
Could you get me a pint of ESB, please?
Really?
Yeah.
Sorry, I didn't come up. I got a missed call.
Oh, you didn't get the voicemail?
For some reason.
Oh, right. Oh, well.
Sorry, I'll get
you No. It's fine. Don't worry at all. Right. All right. Shall we do a table first?
Follow me.
I'm following.
Yeah,
that's fine.
So the two checks around my way.
You're right, okay. Sort of. Oh, here, perfect. Excellent, thank you. Yeah, I don't suppose I could have a packet of crisps as well, could I please? Can you stretch to that? Thank you. Well, if you get the menu, then... Oh, is that okay? Oh. That was my Archer's sitting down noise. So you all know what I mean. Right, there we go. I have landed. I'm here. If we ever talk about anything interesting at some point this evening, I'll try and record it. Otherwise, this is me here at the Jughead. Not much else to say, really. Bye for now.